George turned everything over to me. In other words, anybody that had to talk about anything in regard to the engagement and what was going on had to discuss it with me. And in some cases, the club owners or the disc jockeys or the people didn't know I was black. And when it came up face to face, and I'd be there and I'd say, for example, we were in Omaha, Nebraska at this club we were playing. And the setup was there. We played like over a bar and the people were seated all around and the piano was in a certain setting on this stage, which is on raised above the bar. And I was standing there at the rehearsal and sound check, just standing there. And I hadn't made myself known to the club owner, and he was there. And he was talking to George. He didn't talk to me at all, you know. He just talked to George. And George said, talk to John about that stuff. And he looked over and said, John, yeah, okay. So the piano, he said, I was telling him, I said, you need to move the piano because this isn't the way George works. I said, you need the piano moved to the other side of the stage and turned a certain way. But his club owner said to me, well, look, you're just a road manager, a flunky, whatever, you know. We don't change this. This is our setting. And I said, well, I tell you what, if you want him to go on that stage tonight and play, you move that piano. I said, but otherwise, he ain't going on the stage. Well, he went over and talked to George. George said, he's the manager. Yeah. Whatever he says, that's the way it is. And that went all the way. We went to St. Louis and a disc jockey wanted George to come out front and sit with him when he came on the show. Well, George would not sit in a club with the audience in a segregated place or in any city where his musicians weren't allowed to do the same thing. He just refused to go out and sit with the audience. They'd have to come to his dressing room and talk to him or interview him, and he wouldn't go out. So this particular disc jockey was upset because I had said, George will not come out and sit with you. You're going to have to come back to the dressing room if you want to talk to him, or we'll come to the radio station or whatever, you know, but he's not going to come out and sit with you. And so his saying was, he didn't see me. He didn't know me. We just had a conversation, phone conversation. And he had said, this Jew that George Shearing's got working for him. This Jew is trying to tell me how to run my station, you know, how to do my job on station, and refused to have George, you know, come out and socialize with us. But he didn't know. He was talking about this Jew. And that was such a joke with all of us to laugh about that. I had a lot of little incidents like that happened during the time.